Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
This is A Wild and Mindful Mess, Season 3, Episode 6. What are we talking about today?
Regrets. I couldn't remember if that was really what it said or not when I was trying to think of the quote. And I was like, I don't know if that's really, but you said it the way I thought it was being said.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Regrets.
It just sounded so dumb. I was like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
No regrets. So, what do you regret?
I regret the Walmart delivery service that I use today. I regret planning my daughter's second birthday for this Saturday. I regret my career decisions. I mean, I regret a lot, actually.
Huh.
I mean, wow. Yeah. I mean, I had two regrets like within the same week.
Wow. That's a lot of regrets. I don't know that I have very many, to be quite honest with you. When I look at regrets, this is what I think of. Like, when I was in college, I was like, I just want to help people. Right. And so I went into social work because I was like, I don't care how much money I make. I just want to help people. That's what I feel in my heart. And then as time went on and I was hit with reality, it just so happens that it does matter how much money you make so you can survive in life. And so I want to say, like, I regret that specific choice, but then I look back at it and then I'm like, some of the friends that I still have today, I've had for like 12, 13 years. Like, you know, some of my best friends that I met through that field, and some of the kids that were on my caseload that I still talk to once in a while, you know? So it's like, can I really regret it? Yeah, probably not.
That's why regret is a double-edged sword.
Yeah. So I don't regret that. But what I did do was change it. And so I didn't go back into social work. I went into the corporate field so I can make money because it's all about being selfish when you're in the corporate world. But I also have a daughter to raise, and I can't be that person that's like, I don't care how much money I make. I just want to help anybody. Like, I can't. That's no.
Got to help you first.
I have a daughter to raise. I'm a single mom now. I need to shelter her and feed her and, you know, clothe her. So I can't do that. Do I regret getting married? Yeah. But if I, well, you know, I guess we got married after we already had Felicity. So, okay. So I'll regret that. Yeah. I'll regret getting married. I knew I shouldn't have. And here I am, almost officially divorced.
You regret getting married completely?
Yes.
So would you have still stayed in a relationship or? And just not have gotten married or?
Well, when I got married, it felt like a necessary step because we had a child together.
Oh, I hate that.
You know, so I was just like, okay.
Necessary step.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, yeah, fine. Let's get married. Even though, you know, on the day I didn't feel it. I feel terrible talking about this. Mm-hmm. But you know, it is what it is, whatever. I had love for him, but was I the head over heels? No. Oops. No. So do I regret doing the actual marrying? Well, then again, not really, because then you know what? See, this is like the cycle that goes in my head, because then if I hadn't gotten married, then you know, this, when we got divorced, this wouldn't have been half of my house. Right. You know, I wouldn't have been entitled to certain things. So it was a good thing I got married because we were never going to work out.
Right.
So really, I don't regret anything because you can always you can always look inside of it and think, okay, but what if?
I think for me, the one, if I were to say my biggest regret, it would be probably trusting the church as much as I did. I can honestly say that
that's a good one.
Changed my life the most, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, I was trying to explain it to Marcus, and I was just like, you know, now things make so much more sense because I have such a broader understanding of things because I have more empathy now. I'm not as self-centered. And I was like, you know, what the Bible says about being a good person and what the church will teach you, certain churches will teach you, it means to be a good person, are not the same thing. So,
I mean, I think it's super fucked up that now you're more empathetic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, because then I only believed what they told me. So if it was whatever their belief was centered around, you know, however it served them, would be what they would teach us. And even they would interpret scriptures, you know, to hold up their narrative, basically. And there's a lot of things like that they did. And it wasn't maybe it wasn't completely malicious. And maybe they're just ignorant to the truth because they live and die by this word of God that has been interpreted by other men. I mean, like, and then they act like everything in it is just the solid truth of whatever, but yet it's already been like the Bible was written in Hebrew. So it's already been translated like a language. So what makes you think things don't get shifted? I don't know. It's just really weird when you think about it. Like they can just basically justify anything that they want to with the Bible because that's what you exist because of. It's just wild. Like, and I just wish that I didn't believe their teachings to be the truth and nothing but the truth and judge people the way that I did and base my political decisions off of what preachers taught me or leaders in church taught me to believe by using Jesus. Like, it's just so, it's the worst. It is the worst. Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
That there was so many people that, like, I feel like in like situations and just experiences that I didn't embark on because of my judgment towards them, like, or that, like, they weren't people that I wanted to be around, or, you know, maybe they're evil people because of whatever their culture was that, you know, we interpreted as something terrible because it wasn't Christianity, like things like that, that I was taught to believe. It's just weird. Well, who does that?
I don't know. I'm very thankful I didn't grow up like that.
I was just taught to be super judgmental, I guess. And
which is just fucked up.
It is, because they justify it by using God and your eternal life. And they basically use fear and then your ability to please God. Yeah. So it's like, please him, please him, please him. Don't disappoint him. Don't be a bad person. Being like a good person means whatever I tell you it means. And I'm going to tell you that my source is the Bible, is basically how it is, which is just wild that I would trust somebody like that. Why didn't I stand up and be like, where did you find this, sir? Where did you learn this? Who taught you that? I need a source immediately.
Yeah. But it's because that's how you grew up.
It's like, so weird.
It was understood. Like, that was the word.
It is, but why? Like, who? I mean, it's just crazy to me. Like, it is so crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah. Me and my brother was home this weekend, and my mom and my dad were sitting there. And we were all talking, and I was like, y'all were not a good time back when we all went to church. And my mom kind of laughed. And I was like, and my dad was like, what are you talking about? And I said, you were not a good time. Do you feel like it was a fun time around here? Because it wasn't. And my brother was laughing, and he was like, yeah, no, it was not. It was not fun. It was not. It just changes who you are. Like, it is wild when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like a whole nother life.
Yeah. That's bananas. That I have nothing to add to that because that was not my life. So
you were taught love and you were taught empathy and selflessness. And it's like, I was taught that you were going to go to hell because you don't have the same religion as me, but yet you are a better person.
Well, I was
my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned it. I don't know how. It wasn't taught to me by my parents.
They didn't. You feel like maybe it's in humans to be decent. But to me, I'm taught that decent means something. Like you have to earn decent. Like you have to do certain things that are, you know, and we do them to please this God so we can, you know, manipulate you to get you to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like that's, I'm taught these things. So it's like, but the standard is whatever they want it to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I clearly did not grow up like that. And I was never being kind or compassionate or empathetic to please a God or to get into heaven.
Like I wasn't taught how to be compassionate and loving either through my religion. That's what's really fucked up about it. Because what I was taught is that I'm supposed to be all of these things. I'm supposed to be love and I'm supposed to be all of this, but I'm also supposed to know that this person is going to burn in hell for eternity, even though they're a good person.
Yeah. See, that's crazy to me.
They don't have Jesus in their heart or whatever. Like I wasn't taught to love them. I was taught to do what this Bible says for me to do in order to get us both into heaven, or they can just burn in hell.
Right. Right. See, that's crazy. I had this conversation with Hannah once. This was before she started talking about how she was indoctrinated. But this was before that. And we were driving to do a photo shoot. And I remember she was saying that according to her religion, I was going to hell. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to hell. I don't understand. I basically lived my life for a good portion of my life in service. Right.
Right.
And just in service, because that was where my heart was. I wasn't doing it to get in heaven. I wasn't doing it to satisfy God. It was where my heart is. I said, so I will go to hell just because I wasn't saved or whatever the fuck, baptized, or I don't really understand all of it. But, and she said, yeah. And I was blown away by that. I was like, that is fucking bananas. Yeah. Why would I go to hell? I don't understand that, but would I want to go to a heaven where someone made me worship him throughout my life? That's crazy. Like, no, thanks. Just put me in somewhere else.
A lot. I feel like you can live by the Bible and be a good person. Like the Bible isn't what I'm living by. The Bible is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what we're taught in church, because they interpreted the Bible their certain way. Just like how Christianity has several divisions of it that are denominations and they all believe a different doctrine. So it's all a different interpretation. Like, it's just crazy to me that they were able to sell this story to so many people and nobody questioned it to the point where it's like, okay, we're not going to believe this anymore. Like you said that you learned love and empathy on your own. And it's because you didn't have these influences the way that I did, these influences that were corrupt. Basically, you just had authentic exposures to it where you were able to be a person who was uninfluenced.
It is who I am.
Right. Like, so yourself, your raw self was able to come out because you didn't have all of these standards in there.
Yeah, kind of. I would say it's, you know, I'd love to I'd like to understand, I guess, more about it, because that is true. While that is true in my life, mm-hmm. I also played a role that helped me survive my childhood. Mm-hmm. So what in that played in that, like my need to love others was really my need to be loved. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what would I have now? I wonder what who I would have been had I grown up in a safe home environment with loving parents, but still no church involved. I don't know. I can't tell you. The only thing I could tell you is that the empathy that I had came out of trauma.
Our girls are all like, just politically and like religious views, they're very neutral. And they were not raised hyper religious or another, like the toxic environment and that those negative influences either. And they remain level-headed. I've always talked about this to Marcus about how they are so enlightened by things that I wish I would have known at such a young age because I didn't have the influence of the church.
Okay. Well, then that answers my question.
Yeah. Like you just would have been normal.
Yeah. 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 I mean, like I said, I'm thankful for that. Sometimes though, I'm a little envious. I'm a little envious of someone that has like such strong love and belief in something and faith in something that seems to carry them through.
Yes,
it does. And so that, you know, there's been a few times in my life, like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I do need to look into, you know, finding religion for myself.
No.
Well, I obviously have not because you and I both know I'm very spiritual. So
I was gonna say,
like I'm lacking. I'm not an atheist, you know? So
I think for me, it's like, I will never be able to say that I'm not a Christian. I am not religious though. I'm very spiritual and I've deconstructed my religion to the point where I'm able to remove the church and remove those things and restudy and relearn in a way that is neutral and loving and has empathy. And these things that were basically non-existent in who I was when I was younger,
yeah,
because I was so involved in the church, because they say that it's love, but it's not. It's judgmental love, appreciation, maybe. But it's not. It's just different. It's all love is everlasting. Love is kind, and that's, you know, the Bible, but then yet it can be cut off and we can just let them die and supposedly burn in hell forever, or love the person, but hate their sin. Like just stuff like that. That's just so, it's just manipulative. But I can tell you right now, if Jesus Christ were to be on earth right now, all of these proclaimed Christians that I'm talking about, would hate him. They would say he's the Antichrist. They would say that he's here to manipulate us and to divide us because he is love. He is empathy. He is grace. Like he is all of these things that are too loving and too accepting for these kind of people that had such influence in my life. I was not a good person. Like I was not a good person at all. I loved people. I served, like I worked with sick children. Like I had a big heart, but I was very conflicted because sometimes my big heart didn't align with my religious views. It was when I removed that, the church from it and the influence from others who were co-signed by the right name. Basically, I was taught to be pro-life. Like I was not taught that there was another option. I was taught that the only way into heaven was, like, if you did, you could not have an abortion ever. And I was taught to teach other people that, like, to me, having an abortion was going to hell and burning forever. So imagine how judgmental of a person that made me.
Yeah. That's bananas.
Like, I would think that you were awful. Okay. Like I would pray for you. I would be like, Elise, like, me and her have a really good relationship, but you know, there's that part of me that I just can't get close to her because she's just not on the same walk with me spiritually. Swear to God,
Wow.
I swear it would be just like that. Like, and how is that? That's not okay. And like, it's, you're a good person just because you don't identify with Christianity. That would be my projected judgment on you when you're a really good person. Like you're what a good person is supposed to be. So it's just really weird.
Yes, it is weird.
If I could take that back, I would definitely. I regret so many decisions that I made and judgments that I cast on so many people that I couldn't, gay people, like I truly thought that they would go to hell. And I couldn't understand that because my friends were gay and they were amazing people. And I could not understand how that was worth going to hell for just because they lived their life differently.
Yeah, that's insane. That's just insane to me. When religion is really based off of a structure of fear.
Yes.
And
it is nice to have it to fall back on because like now my views don't harm people and they're not judgmental like that. So it is nice to be able to have faith in someone other than myself.
Yeah. I have faith. It's just not in a man with a beard or Jesus. Did Jesus have a beard? No. God has a beard, right? I'm not really sure. Whatever however they're depicted throughout history. But I don't know. I don't believe in any of that.
So do you think that it would be that you wish that you could have grown up and have the faith, like, do you wish you could have grown up and had the faith that I have, but without like the outside influence? You still wish you would have just encountered, learned everything naturally and never had the.
Like I said, there's been a few times in my life. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to look into this, but I needed to be an adult with my own opinions and wants when it comes to that. Do I think that pushing your child into this religious what am I looking for? Religious what? Business. Structure, business.
It's very structured religion.
Yeah, the structured religion, and that's all that what they say is what goes, right?
Very much. And if they could just be, if they could be good people and base it off of being a good person and being what Jesus was, it would be a totally different vibe, but it's not like that. Now there are people who are evolving and it is more like that, which I think is great that it's neutral, that they accept everyone, that they truly accept everyone, that they truly teach what it is to be a good person and to do good by others and to love people. And I think that's awesome, especially for kids. Like, I think that a place that's built around those things would be totally different than the church that I experienced as a kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So I think for me, it's one of those things where you should, I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone because you also know me and, you know, I respect people's beliefs, right? When they're not harmful. So I know people in my life that are super religious and I respect that about them. And I don't judge that at all, but do I think that it would be kind of nice for, you know, a parent to allow their child to learn about lots of religion or no religion and just spirituality or all of it? And then let them make that decision. Yeah. Instead of that's the word, this is what it is.
I agree with that. Or if you want to teach it, but also give a disclaimer, like there are other religions out there, but this is what ours teaches. But overall, our goal is to be loving people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because
and give it with that. And then you can present your religion. And like you said, like you learn about other ones and then you can make your decision because it's all about location. Like my mom is an implant. Like she moved here from Maryland and she went to a Catholic school and like she didn't grow up as a Christian, like, well, so, like more of like a probably Baptist Pentecostal holiness combined type situation. Like she moved into that. So it was very location specific, which is then what I grew up in. And then I moved out of the area and got away from the religion.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. Like why couldn't that be a thing? Why couldn't that be a thing for like, and I'm sure maybe there, it is a thing. Maybe there are parents that are like, all right, today we're going to a Baptist church. Next week, we're going to a Methodist church. The next week, we're going to a synagogue. Like, hopefully there's people like that. I don't know.
I wonder. Oh, that would be very interesting and also extremely boring. Oh my God.
What yeah. would be boring?
Church is so boring.
Oh, well, you know, I've always wanted to go to like a all black church. Cause that shit looks amazing.
Well, too bad that your flight leaves, because one of the people that I've met recently, her and her husband are both pastors and they're both black. And I was talking about Everly and we were talking about church and everything, and they invited me to their church and they were like, well, we have events and stuff, so add me on Facebook. And I did, and they comment on her stuff on Everly's pictures and everything. But the man also used to work with men who have Down syndrome.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. So
they would love to have us, especially once you come down here. Maybe you can come back and we'll go to their church.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. You know, I have actually gone to a Catholic service. An Orthodox service. Mm-hmm. I've been to a few different kinds of churches, and I found them incredibly interesting. And like I said, I respect their, you know, their beliefs and faith and everything else. And when I've been there, I've been extremely respectful. Right. And you know, I just have my own thoughts and beliefs, and that has always carried me through. And I think when I really look at it, you know, what's so different about my own beliefs and someone's faith in like the Christian Jesus? Because I really do believe what I believe,
and so also
maybe I'm not missing out.
No, because I'm gonna tell you what you just said was like what stuck out in my head. Was when you said that when you go and you listen, you find them interesting and you respect them and you are respectful in their service and you find what they say like a good learning experience. Mm-hmm. You take away something positive from that. But I can promise you that I wouldn't have never been able to have said that when I was involved in church. I would have been able, like, what your view is and the way that you handle that as a non-religious person is how every religious person should be. And they're not, because of how they are like groomed to believe. It's the worst.
Yeah. It's sad because Jesus, whom I think was an enlightened being, much like Buddha and Krishna, because I grew up Jewish, but we didn't really practice. So we don't believe that Jesus is God's son, but I do believe that he was enlightened just like the others. And he was here to teach kindness and love and, you know, whatever. And then they built whole structured religions around it. And he died because he took money away from the Jews and their own religion. You know, it's all political and corrupt. That's what I think, yeah. You know? So yeah, that turned into an interesting conversation.
It did.
Yeah.
As it always does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what?
What is the one thing that you learned this week?
I learned two things. One is that I need to get my life together. I've never been a single working mom before. And so my life is a pretty big disaster, but in a good way. It's a real good problem to have. And I learned all about the cosmic microwave background. How about you?
Funny you ask.
What?
I learned that eggshell is a paint finish and not a paint color. Holy shit.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny, folks. And I'll tell you how this happened. I painted my wall this weekend. I always choose a project that I do when Felicity is with her dad. And I chose to paint my shiplap from, it was white and now it's black. And Kay asked me what finish I was doing. She goes, are you doing satin finish? And I said, no, I'm doing eggshell. Let me tell you, this bitch's mind was blown. She had me rolling in Home Depot and from an ever everyone, because of course I'm texting her while I'm at Home Depot, and she is just, her mind is fucking blown.
So, I can't believe it.
She didn't know, but now she does. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, she thought everybody had just eggshell trim. Like, that's funny. That cracks me up. So
whatever.
And I think the funniest part for me was like, do you know how many times I've been a moron in conversations about eggshell? And I'm thinking to myself, at Home Depot, how many times have you talked about eggshell?
Well, me and my mom have talked about paint a lot, and she also did not know, because I text her immediately and was like, why didn't you ever tell me this? Now I feel so dumb. And she was like, well, I didn't know either. So there you go. All of my conversation right there.
Well, you know what? You've stopped the cycle. And Everly will now know what eggshell finish is. So good for you. This is a good week. This is a good week.
It is. I'm winning.
Right. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts. I've seen we have a few new ones, which is amazing. Thank you so much. We read them. We love them. So yes, thank you so much for doing that. Means a lot. And we are sponsored by Dear Mom, an organization for supporting mothers of children with Down syndrome, my forthcoming book, ebook, Love Her, Leave Her Wild, which will be out very soon. My divorce is almost final. And Ruby's Rainbow. And that's an organization where they fundraise for money for scholarships for adults with Down syndrome to go to college. So yay. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week, and I will have traveled to North Carolina with Felicity to celebrate Everly's birthday, and we'll tell you how that went.
Yay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.